Greetings and welcome to the Bible study that we're going to have today. Our study today is going to be about the sins that crucified Jesus. Our lesson is about the sins that crucified Jesus. We're going to begin our study today, and we invite you to get your Bible and open it up to Hebrews chapter 6. I'd like to read a passage that is very interesting and very thought-provoking from Hebrews chapter 6, beginning in verse number 1, as we discuss the sins that crucified Jesus. Verse 1 says, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and the faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of the hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit." Those are teachings of Christ under the Old Testament. And then he says, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame, by their leaving the New Testament of Christ, involving the blood of Christ and the sacrifice of Christ. They were wanting to go back to the first principles of the oracles of God. They were wanting to go back to a testament that had animal sacrifices, leaving the sacrifice of Christ, leaving the teachings of Christ. They wanted to go back to the law of Moses. And this was causing them to fall away, verse 6. This is causing them to crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh. This was causing them to put Jesus to open shame. They were rejecting the crucifixion of Christ. And they were, by doing that, putting Jesus to shame. And so what we learn from this passage is, we can crucify today the Son of God afresh. We can put him to an open shame. And this can be done by Christians through sinful behavior. Their sin was forsaking Christ for the old law and its sacrifices. They were forsaking the death of Christ for the old law. They were forsaking those things which were dear and wonderful and blessed by God. This was awful. This was awful that they were crucifying afresh the Son of God and that they were putting him to an open shame. The Bible also says of these people, these Christians, in Hebrews 10 and verse 26, "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received a knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses." That happened under the Old Testament law. What about now? "Of how much sorer punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who have trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." And so Christians can sin today, and crucify afresh the Son of God. They can treat His holy covenant sanctified by His blood as an unholy thing. They can commit the very sins that caused Jesus to be crucified. We want to talk about a few of those sins today, the sins that caused Jesus to be crucified. The first sin we want to talk about today, and we do not want to commit this sin, this is a terrible sin, is the sin of envy. In Matthew chapter 27, we learn that Jesus was crucified because they envied Him. Notice in Matthew 27, beginning in verse number 17, "Therefore they were gathered together. Pilate said unto them, Whom will you that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For they knew that for envy they had delivered Him." Why was Jesus delivered unto Pilate? Matthew 27 and verse 18. "For he knew that for envy they had delivered Him." Now we can crucify the Son of God by committing the same sin, the sin of envy. We don't envy Christ, but we commit the sin of envy. When we envy someone else, that is the same sin that caused Christ to be crucified, is envy. You know, Joseph had some brothers, and those brothers did not like Joseph. Joseph was the favorite son of his father. He even gave him a coat of many colors because he favored Joseph. And the Bible says in Genesis 37 in verse 11, "And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying." His brothers envied him. Joseph is a type of Christ. They envied their brother. They wanted to put him to death, but they didn't. They sold him as a slave. And in the end of the story, as you know, Joseph saved his family from starvation. He saved them from death. The son that they hated, he turned around and saved them from physical death. Isn't that beautiful? There is envy. Envy delivered Jesus to Pilate. And we can commit envy as well. It seems that envy might have been the sin that Miriam had toward her brother that we read about in Numbers chapter 12. In verse number 1, Miriam and Aaron said, "They spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us?" And the Lord heard it. They seemed to be envying Moses. They believed that they were just as favored by God as Moses was. Joseph's brothers committed envy, the very sin that caused Jesus to be crucified. Miriam and Aaron seemed to be envious of their brother, and God punished her with leprosy. In Luke chapter 15, there is the beautiful, beautiful parable of the prodigal son. As you remember, the prodigal son, he takes his inheritance from his father. He goes far, far away, and he wastes all of those riches, and he comes home broke. And his father makes a party for him to welcome him home. And in Luke 15, in verse 24, the father said, "This is my son who was dead and is alive again. He was lost, and he is found." They begin to be merry. "Now his elder brother was in the field, and he came and drew nigh to the house. He heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and he would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I may make merry with my friends. And as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he, the father, said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was fitting that I should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Envy. Will you commit envy, the sin that caused Jesus to be crucified? You know, are you envious of someone? Are you envious of a neighbor, a relative maybe? Are you envious of them that they have something that you don't have, and you're displeased that they have it? You don't like it that they're successful. Maybe it's towards some brother or sister in Christ. You're envious toward them. You know, envy is what caused Jesus to die on the cross. That's what the Bible says. And you could be committing envy too. The very sin that caused Jesus to be crucified, you can commit that. In Galatians 5, there's a list of sins that will keep you out of heaven. And I want to read Galatians 5, beginning with verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I hope that if you have envy in your heart, you will come to recognize it. You know, if you envy someone on the earth, if you do something good to someone on the earth, you have done it to Christ. Matthew 25, Jesus tells of the great judgment scene, and he tells the ones on the right, I was hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to see me. And so on. And they would say, when did we see you a sick or in prison? And Jesus said, as often as you've done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Now, what about being envious of our brothers, envious of our fellow man? Aren't we doing it to Christ? We can commit the same sin that caused Jesus Christ to be crucified. And we do not want to do that. If you commit the sin of envy, you will be lost. But what about another sin that caused Jesus to be crucified? And that is the sin of greed. You know why Judas betrayed Jesus? Because of the money. In John chapter 12, we read about Jesus being in Bethany, where Lazarus was, chapter 12, verse 1. He had raised Lazarus from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Why was not the ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and he had the bag, and bare that which was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. And so it says in verse 10, but the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. And they were consulting in which they could put Jesus to death. And Lazarus, Judas went and consulted with them and made a bargain. It was greed. He made a bargain to betray Jesus to the Jews. Matthew 26 and verse 15. Greediness caused Jesus to be delivered up to be crucified. And that's what the Bible says. What a terrible thing Judas did for money. It's an awful thing, a terrible thing. Greed, greediness, covetousness is why Judas betrayed Jesus. That is a terrible thing that took place in Judas's life. Matthew 26 and 15, and said unto them, what will you give me that I may deliver him unto you? And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him, to betray Jesus. That is terrible. But that's what money will do. It will cause you to betray even the Son of God. Greediness. That's what it will do. And so you and I need to protect ourselves against this greediness. It is a sin that will keep us out of heaven. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we have a listing of sins there that will keep you out of heaven. And covetousness is one of them. The love of money, the desire to be rich. Listen to what this passage says. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, in verse 9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. It is a terrible sin. Covetous person will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The love of money is the root of all evil. People murder because of money. That's 1 Timothy 6 and verse 10. Kids are kidnapped because people love money. Stealing and prostitution and drug sales are by people who are money hungry. People who desire earthly treasures. It is a sin that caused Jesus to be crucified. Money-hungry people. It made Judas an enemy of Jesus. And so he made friends with the world and he became an enemy of Christ. Instead of backing Christ and supporting Christ, he kissed Christ and betrayed him. And of course, Jesus was arrested. James 4 and 4. Friendship with the world makes us an enemy of God. And so Jesus was crucified because of envy. Jesus was crucified because someone was covetous, Judas. But also, another sin that caused Jesus to be crucified was ignorance. Jesus said when he was being nailed to the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They know not what they do. Look how bad ignorance is. They caused Jesus to be crucified. They did not know what they were doing. That's awful, isn't it? An innocent man was crucified because of ignorance. They did not know what they were doing. In Acts chapter 3 and verse number 17, we read this. It says, "And now, brethren, I know that through ignorance you did it, as also your rulers." Through ignorance, they had crucified the Son of God. Their rulers were ignorant of him. Ignorance causes us to be lost. Ignorance causes us to crucify again the Son of God. In Acts 17, Paul was preaching to the city of Athens, Greece. And in that sermon, he says in Acts 17 and verse 29, "For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think the Godhead is likened to gold or silver or stone graven by art and men's devices. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." It was ignorance. Even the Apostle Paul said that he persecuted the church, but he says, "I did it ignorantly." Isn't that something? He caused so much pain and suffering for people. That's in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13. "Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." Paul caused people to suffer because he was ignorant. You know, some people are willingly ignorant, the Bible says in 2 Peter 3 and verse 5, willingly ignorant. You know, if those folks had read their Bible, they would not have crucified the Son of God, but they were ignorant of him. We should not be ignorant of God's will. A lot of people are ignorant that the Old Testament has been taken out of the way by the death of Christ. They're ignorant of that. People fail to study their Bible. They remain ignorant. And so they think we're still supposed to be tithing. They believe that we are still to be observing the Sabbath day. Why is that? They haven't read Hebrews 9, 15 through 17, which teaches very clearly. Hebrews 8, 9, and 10 all teach that the Old Testament has been taken away. It had shortcomings. There was no forgiveness of sins under the first covenant. But people should know this. But many refuse the truth. And they commit the same act of ignorance of the scriptures which caused Jesus to be crucified. They commit the sin of envy, of covetousness, of ignorance, which caused Jesus to be crucified. Let's not commit the sins that caused Jesus to be crucified. Then, of course, there was just cowardly behavior. When Jesus was arrested, you remember that all of his disciples forsook him. Matthew 26 and verse 56. They were cowards. They ran away. They didn't defend Jesus. Then, of course, Peter. Peter was one of the better and stronger of the disciples, and yet he denied Jesus three times on the same night. He was a coward. He wouldn't defend Christ. He wouldn't come to the aid of Christ. You know, Pilate was also a coward. Pilate said three times that Jesus was an innocent man, but he went ahead and had him crucified. That's a sin. That's a sin that caused Jesus to die. Let's not be cowards. If we're not with Christ, the Bible says we're against him, Matthew 12 and verse 30. Will you crucify Christ anew? Will you commit the same sins that they committed that caused him to be put to death? Will you be a person who is ignorant? Will you be a person who is a coward? Will you be a person who is greedy or envious of another person? I hope that we'll all live a better life than that. We'll all guard against these sins that put Jesus to death. Thank you for tuning in today. May God bless you as you continue to read your Bible and study and pray and worship God. Thank you for tuning in. Bye for now.